and welcome back to Clueless About College. Today is actually our fourth episode, so it's pretty exciting that we're getting to it. Today we're going to be talking a little bit about the Freshman 15. Yes, it is a real thing. It's not just a myth. We're also going to talk about high school friends, if it's possible to stay in touch while you're at different places that most freshmen do not know. Our first segment is the Freshman 15. Is it a real thing? Well, yes, it is. Of course it is. It is very easy to gain weight in college, especially coming from high school. Most of you probably did something in high school, like play sports or have clubs and activities, but college is very different. I was always very active in high school, so whether I had practice for high school or I had club practice, I was constantly moving and growing as well. I was, 5 foot and I grew a couple inches. I'm not very tall, so I guess I didn't really grow that much, but your metabolism is very fast in high school compared to in college. It does slow down, and people don't really realize that. You can eat the exact same, work out the exact same, but you still have to change your diet because your metabolism has slowed down a little. It sucks, trust me, just knowing that your body is very different, but it does help to maintain a very active lifestyle. So if that is it for you, working out consecutively would definitely benefit you. But you do need to just note that it is different, that instead of just having two classes, in high school you were in class from 8 to 4. You were constantly in school, and then after that you had practice or you had a meeting. But in college, you might have a class at 9 and you have a class at 10, but then you're done for the day. So it's very different. You have way more free time, but you also have more free time to nap, lay in bed, binge a Netflix series, or just not do anything. It's really great how much free time you have in college, but at the same time, you should still be very productive. Snacking will definitely get you that freshman 15, so just a healthy tip is do not keep junk food in your dorm. Don't keep snacky food in your apartment. Just try to keep the unhealthy things away from you so you're not constantly wanting to eat or snack. In high school, your mom probably made your dinners, and she probably had everything, a pretty healthy meal with some protein, maybe some carbs, and also a vegetable. But when you're on your own, you either have the meal plan or you have to cook for yourself. So that is actually really intimidating from having all your meals prepared for you to being able to eat whatever you want. It's not always a good thing. When you are eating at the caf or the diner, whatever you want to call it, definitely just try to balance your meals. Try to have chicken. Don't always go for the fast food. Don't always go for the pizza or the fried anything. Definitely just monitor what food you're putting into your system. Really think about what you're eating. As for me, I cook my meals. And I like to have a fast meal personally because I do have a very busy lifestyle. So the few minutes I do have, I want them to be very productive. So I have to make sure I have enough time to cook. And something to definitely stay away from is going to be frozen meals. They are so helpful because you just pop them in the oven or pop them in the microwave, but they're very unhealthy for you because of all the added preservatives. Same with ramen, which you all know it's a very cheap meal, but it also is very high in sodium, so maybe stay away from that one, or just have it in moderation. Grocery shopping in college is also kind of a pain because you're on a very budgeted lifestyle, but things are cheap that are healthy. You know, just a head of lettuce is a dollar. That could be your lunch. Put some turkey or chicken on it that you cooked the night before, and there's one meal. Or maybe make a smoothie, just add some milk and some fresh fruit, or maybe even frozen fruit, it's not that bad, and that could be your breakfast. You know, that's under $5 for the whole thing. So it is possible to be healthy on a budget, but just know that you need to fully prepare yourself for this change with your body. I work out probably at least 5 to 6 times a week because I love it. It's how I release stress, and it's how I like to continue being active. But that's not for everyone. I have plenty of free time to be able to work out, either between classes in the morning. I have plenty of time before work even, but it's not for everyone, and I totally understand that. But you should definitely still try to get into the rec. You have free access as a student into the recreational center. So definitely use that to an advantage, even if you're just walking on the track or using the treadmill just to walk and get your heart rate up. Definitely just try it out. Or I know lots of guys who just play basketball in there. That is such a great way to burn some calories but also have fun with your friends. So definitely grab your partner, grab your friend, grab your roommate, and hit the gym, because they also will help motivate you and make sure you do not gain the freshman 15. My roommate, I won't say her name, she's had the funniest stories actually about how she gained the freshman 15, how she lost it, then gained it back and lost it again. But it's all centered around stress and not being able to go to the gym for her. So definitely watching what you eat is a big part if you're not going to the gym. Just realize that your body is going through a lot of change. Your metabolism has slowed down quite a bit. And know that you don't need Taco Bell every night, even though you might get it on some drunken nights. It's okay to splurge occasionally. But also remember that it is okay to splurge. It is okay to indulge in a little bit of chocolate once in a while. Just don't overindulge. Our next subject is going to be high school friends. I went to a smaller school, and so because it was smaller, I grew up with most of my classmates. I went to kindergarten for most of them, and I loved it. A lot of people don't like that, but I really did like it. I was so close to many of my friends, and I still am really close. It's awesome seeing them over the years and how they've developed and how they've gotten smarter, or they're getting married, or some are having kids. It's really cool. But it is hard to always stay in touch with them because you're in two different places. I chose a school that was 3 hours away from some of my best friends and from my hometown, so it was a big difference, and it was a big adjustment that I had to make. I am still learning how to stay in touch with some of my friends, and I do not always do the best job at it. I still miss my high school friends like crazy, but it is different because you do make new friends. But always keep those high school friends. Don't lose those relationships, because, you know, I've been best friends with my friend Carly for 8, 9, 10, 11 years now. So it's a friendship that I'll always hold so close to my heart. But right now we're struggling because it feels like we've been dating, but we're on a break because we just don't see each other as much as we'd like to. I hope soon that changes and that we get to be in the same place. But it is something that you can change. Like, when you see them in the summers or over breaks, definitely make sure you do not forget about your high school friends, because they've been with you since day one. I know that's a stupid saying, but they are your friends from day one. And, you know, they'll be at my wedding. They'll be there, I hope, one day when I have kids and stuff like that. But my college friends are so amazing too, and you will meet new people and have great friendships with new people that you would never think you'd be friends with. But always keep those relationships close, and it is possible. It is just really hard. So just remember that, and do take the extra effort. Send them a text. I know sometimes friends they're hard to, if they don't respond, it's hard to go out of your way and text them again. But do it. They're going through a lot as well, especially if they're freshmen and you're a freshman, or you're a senior and they're a senior. So just learn how you two work out. So one of my best friends, Carly, we can go months without talking. We never really go months without talking, but we could go a couple weeks and then just catch up. And then we just hit it off from there. It's like nothing ever stopped. But that's because I think I've been friends with her for so long, and we just know each other. And we know no matter what, if we need each other, that we'll always be there for each other. So I think that's really something special that you should know about your relationship with your friend and how that works. Another thing that I'd like to hit on is about the professors in college. These professors that you'll have are very intelligent and very smart, but they're very different than high school. They're going to grade a lot tougher. Their tests are going to be a lot harder. I don't know about you guys, but in high school, I could skim the reading or skim the notes and take the test, and I would be completely fine, and I would get an A. That's not the case for everyone, but in college, I had a reality check. My mind was blown because I didn't realize how hard the tests were going to be or how boring lectures are when they don't give you PowerPoints and they just actually just talk the entire time, and you don't know what's important and what's not important, or what you should take note of for the test. Or most of my teachers in high school gave me study guides, so I knew kind of what they wanted me to learn. But in college, I've never had a study guide. They've maybe gone, I think one teacher went over the basics that I should know, but for the most part, they just expect you to retain most of the knowledge and know what they want. So it's a big difference, and your studying habits need to change. And that, I think, is one of the most difficult parts of transitioning from high school to college, is how to study. In some tests, which are like matching, I had a test that was over court cases, and I used note cards, which helped me tremendously because I could look at the definition and then I could say which court case it was, or I could just look at the court case and then have to define it. That one worked really well for me, but not all my tests are like that. A lot are essay-based, and those are not easy to study for. You just have to know the information. So definitely learning how to study is very, very, very important. But also take note that you can go talk to your professor and ask them questions. I had one professor that honestly wouldn't give an A. It was an online course, so just think about that. He would not give an A to a student if they didn't go see him. I have no words because it's an online course, but he wanted that interaction and he wanted to know that you were willing to talk to him and figure things out. So if you wanted an A bad enough, you were going to put in the time and effort to go see him and discuss what your paper needed or what you were going to do for the next exam. But not all teachers are like that, but a lot do care about how much effort you're going to put in. So if they see that you're going to their office hours and you're asking intelligent questions and you're really absorbing the information and having questions about what they're asking, they will reward you and they will see that you're putting in the time. And that's really a big deal because midterms week was 2 weeks ago and I was so overwhelmed and I was so stressed out because I had over a 10-page paper due. I had this big essay, everything's due at the same time because teachers like to collaborate and do that to a student. But I just went into his office and I said, listen, I just don't understand what you're asking me. Can you please break it down? And he did, and he helped me, and he talked about each of the different philosophers I needed to know and maybe what was really important, or, he asked me which philosophers maybe I didn't understand as well. And so it really helped me just being one-on-one with him, or, two students and him, just because I really was just confused as to what the question was asking. And he gave me the simplest quote. He said, answer the question at hand. And I know that sounds really easy, but when you have so much information, he's provided you with the times, the dates, all this information about this philosopher, but really he just wanted me to answer the very simple question. So think about it when you're taking an exam or, even in high school, think about what the question is asking you and answer it. Midterms week was so stressful for me, and everyone handles stress differently. I'm kind of crabby. I'm kind of mean, I think, when I'm stressed out just because I don't really know how to handle it. And sometimes I just shut it down so much that it actually affects my body, which is so strange. But I get stomach ulcers when I get really stressed out. And it's like a terrible stomach pain. And it started in high school for a volleyball tryout. I knew I was going to be fine, but I was still really stressed about it. It was my freshman year. Everyone knows what that's like. You're trying out for something. You know you're good enough, but you're still scared. You're going to have so many running requirements and stuff like that you're just kind of freaked out. But I totally freaked myself out, and I ended up having to go to the hospital for a stomach ulcer. And it was inflamed and all this stuff. Anyways, so I tried to learn how to handle it, and I kind of know when it's coming on, but I stressed myself out so much that I got a stomach ulcer. But you do have to realize that people handle stress in so many different ways that nothing is worth being that stressed out about. Just take the exam, write the paper, and you will be fine. Okay, well, that's all the time we have left on Clueless About College. I'm your host, Becca Henderson, and thank you so much for listening. And follow us on Twitter at Clueless College, or go ahead and email us, subscribe to our podcast. Our email is collegepodcast2@gmail.com. Anything you want to hear or if you'd like to be interviewed, please just let me know. Thank you.